starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is Farah CJ for the New Investor Podcast. I think the most difficult part when building wealth is the wait, and one's ability to be patient is constantly tested along our journey to financial freedom. And I can't really understand why we always want everything so quickly, why we're in a constant pursuit to be successful and prove God knows what to God knows who, or to prove to everybody else that we have in fact made it, or that we are rich, or that we are more successful than one or the other, and in the shortest possible amount of time, please, or else we will be the most miserable creature on earth. So I used to measure success based on the title I was to hold in my organization, the salary that I was to make, and the car that I was to drive to work. And I used to think that it actually perfectly made sense overall, and that was my world. I had no other opinion about the definition of success, and frankly, I used to even judge others for saying that success was all about happiness. So such ignorance led me to realize today that success is only measured by the degree of happiness you feel when you wake up in the morning. Are you actually excited to go do what you're about to do that day? Are you looking forward to Mondays or to Fridays? And that is, to me, the most important angle of them all. Do you have the freedom of choice to actually do what you're supposed to do with your day, all day and every day? And that is where my life challenge actually lies today. I am yet to learn to build up my happiness further based on the corporate ladder I'm currently attempting to climb. I'm grateful, of course, to have the opportunity to do for a living something that I love. But that sense of total freedom to win or lose on your own terms has something in it that is so powerful that it can, at this stage for me, only be a curiosity, or how much happiness lies over there is still a mystery to me. But being successful and a free man, that is actually extremely appealing to me, but I can only whisper it now. There is a very long road ahead that will require of me a tremendous amount of patience, discipline, hard work, and sacrifice. Why would I be simply handed over this privilege? It is a grave mistake to think that all will be handed over to us on a silver tray from one day to the next, so that we will build that next million-dollar business overnight and with the least amount of efforts. And that is exactly the message I keep seeing out there on every social media platforms when talking about entrepreneurship and wealth. So I have been doing some experiments on my Instagram page since the beginning to try and understand the dynamics of the platform. So the audience I am reaching is exactly the target market I want. 18 to 34 years old. Should they have access to internet with a smartphone device? I would assume they're already the lucky ones and are usually looking at building wealth as well. So I have noticed that the silliest of posts I make, with the most superficial message possible, promoting getting there fast and easy, get the highest level of engagement. But the educational posts, giving the actual step-by-steps towards financial freedom involving hard work or sacrifice, are not even trending. I think Instagram's initiative of hiding likes will be the most important move ever for the platform, and will normalize everything, eliminate competition for likes, and we will finally see more valuable and meaningful posts and content out there. So I would certainly never been able to grow that account without being an entire part of that system, and I would admit that. So it will be time to review that strategy as well, at the risk of even losing on Instagram. That doesn't matter to me. Everybody wants to build a million-dollar business, but it seems that no one is ready to put in what is required to get there. So I would be happy if I can simply match my current salary with any of my side ventures, and I can't even begin to imagine the commitment required to be successful as an entrepreneur and build a million-dollar business. How about you start by building a $50,000 business? I would still call that a tremendous success. In the meantime, be well and stay invested. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.